All right. This meeting is back in session. Bringing us to item number 16. Discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the transfers within the 2021-2022 Story County budget pursuant to NRS 354.598005. Transfers from the contingency will be going to the general fund in the amount of $195,000 and to the indigent accident fund in the amount of $36,000. Transfer within the same fund include the roads department in the amount of $36,100 and the VCTC in the amount of $45,000. These transfers will have a net adjustment of $0 in total expenses in the county budget. Comptroller McCain.
Good morning again, Jennifer McCain for the record. You love these days when you get to see me so many times.
Yes.
All right. So in our general fund budget, in our countywide budget, we have a contingency just for these kind of items. So cleaning up the end of the year, we found the need to transfer $195,000 of the contingency as follows. The clerk treasurer's office is in need of approximately $100,000 for a ballot sorter. This ballot sorter will be reimbursed either partially or in whole by the state. However, we're uncertain of when this reimbursement will be received. So to alleviate sending in a negative budget, we chose to make this transfer. In the administrative department or the HR department, they are trending to be over budget in salaries in the amount of $25,000. This is due to some staffing changes and the necessary fill-in position that we've had for the HR director for a few months. Buildings and grounds has seen an increase in utility costs across the county. When these power costs increased, it did affect their budget significantly. So we have a need to transfer $40,000 from contingency to the buildings and grounds utility line item. District court in the general fund is currently over budget in the public defender costs in the amount of $22,000. This is due to a fourth quarter from the previous year being paid well into fiscal year 2022. And after some discussions, it was decided this was just the simplest way to correct this overage. And Health and Human Services, we will need a transfer of approximately $8,000 due to some changes in personnel and additional costs that go with those benefits. All of these transfers discussed will not affect the overall total expenses for the general fund. Transfers to other funds that involve contingency include the indigent accident fund. This is trending to be over budget by approximately $36,000. This is due to higher than anticipated quarterly payments. If you want to see a positive side of this, the clerk treasurer calculates these payments according to the taxes that we're receiving. So because we're receiving more taxes, these payments are going up. This will change the general fund. It will drop the general fund expenses by the $36,000 and increase the overall expenses in the indigent fund by $36,000. However, it will not change the overall county budget. Transfers within the same fund include the road department. Road overtime line item is budgeted. Budget is currently trending to be over by approximately $8,100. The retiree insurance is trending to be over budget by approximately $15,000. PERS is approximately $13,000. That was a calculation error on my side on our budgeting last year. To bring these line items actuals into matching with the budget, we would like to transfer $36,100 from the Tri-Road Improvement account, which currently has an excess budget of $100,000. And transferring this will bring that budget down to $63,900. The Public Works Director has assured me that that is not a problem. And this will not increase any overall expenses within the road department. The VCTC is currently over budget in salaries and benefits section of their budget. This is due to some staffing changes and temporary fill-in for the director position. We would like to transfer $45,000 from their capital projects accounts into the salaries in the amount of $30,000 and PERS in the amount of $15,000. And that's all I have for the Story County budget. I have to say that it was really nice doing these this year. This is probably the least amount of transfers and augments for the county budget that I've had to do since I've been in the comptroller's office.
Excellent. Commissioner Yeoman, do you have any questions for Comptroller McCain?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Nope.
All right. Neither do I. Okay. Is there any public comment regarding item number 16 and these fund transfers? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. Hi, Commissioner Mitchell. Move to approve the transfers within the 2021-2022 Story County budget pursuant to NRS 354.598005. Transfers from the from contingency will be going to the general fund in the amount of $195,000 and to the indigent accident fund in the amount of $36,000. Transfers within the same fund include the roads department in the amount of $36,100 and the VCTC in the amount of $45,000. These transfers will have a net adjustment of $0 in total expenses in the county budget.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Moving right along to item number 17 is to recess to convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. Bringing us to item number 18, which is the consent agenda for the Fire Protection District. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions regarding the consent agenda for the Fire District?
No questions, thank you.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell, do you have any questions about the consent agenda?
No, thank you.
Neither do I. Is there any public comment regarding the consent agenda for the Fire District? Not seeing any public comments. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the presented personnel policies P201, Fair Employment Practices, P202, Anti-Harassment, P202A, Pregnancy, P203, Dealing with Discrimination, P204, Employee Bullying, P205, Employment Disabilities, P205A, Victims of Domestic Violence, P206, Drug Alcohol Free Workplace, P206A, Vehicle Drug Alcohol Policy, P208, Discipline Alcohol Drug Policy, P209, Prohibition of Workplace Violence, and P601, Holidays for the Story County Fire Protection District.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number 19, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the transfers within the 2021-2022 Story County Fire District budget pursuant to NRS 354.598005. Transfers from the contingency will be going to the Fire General Fund in the amount of $147,100 and to the Mutual Aid Fund in the amount of $58,000. Transfers within the same fund include Fire Grant Fund in the amount of $404,000. These transfers will have a net adjustment of $0 in total expenses in the county budget. Comptroller McCain.
Jennifer McCain for the record. The fire contingency funds will be used to increase the budget for the fire general fund and salaries and capital outlay. Regular wages are trending to be over budget by approximately $10,000 and overtime by approximately $130,000. This is mainly due to cover firefighters that have been out on sick leave and extended leaves. Also in the capital outlay budget, there is a need to transfer $7,100 that goes towards the purchase of the dozer, which was approved on in November and paid for in the same month. This transfer will not have an effect on the total expenses of the general fund. Mutual aid sections is currently over budget and trending to be approximately $58,000 in the red. This is due to higher than budgeted out of district fires. We will use contingency to supplement PERS in the amount of $44,000 and PACT, which is workers' comp, in the amount of $7,000 and health insurance by another $7,000. This transfer will increase mutual aid expenses by $58,000 and decrease the general fund by the same $58,000. However, the overall count fire district budget will not change. Transfers within a fund is the grant fund. The grant fund is primarily used to track the NV Energy grant. This grant has seen several changes over its first year in the positive direction. The fire district has included personnel and equipment that they've been able to purchase. To handle these increases, we need to adjust the budget. We will increase the wages section at $81,000 and overtime at $25,000, which would then move over to increase their benefit section of their budget with PERS $10,000, PACT $41,000, health insurance $2,000. There's also a need to increase the capital outlay budget of $245,000. This brings us to a total of $404,000 that needs to be transferred. We will take that out of anticipated state grants at $300,000 and anticipated federal grants for $104,000. These transfers within the grant fund will not increase their overall expenses.
Thank you, Jennifer. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions regarding the transfers?
No question. Thank you.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
I do not have any questions.
Nor do I. Is there any public comment regarding item number 19? Not seeing any public comments. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the transfers within the 2021-2022 Story County Fire District budget pursuant to NRS 354.598005. Transfers from contingency will be going to the Fire General Fund in the amount of $147,100 and to the Mutual Aid Fund in the amount of $58,000. Transfers within the same fund include the Fire Grant Fund in the amount of $404,000. These transfers will have a net adjustment of $0 in total expenses in the fire district budget.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Moving right along to item number 20. This is to recess to convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board. Moving us on to item number 21, discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the transfers within the 2021-2022 Story County Sewer Budget in the amount of $10,500. Comptroller McCain.
Jennifer McCain for the record. The sewer fund has had a shortfall on benefits between actuals and the budgeted amount due to a miscalculation in the origination of the budget. To correct this, we would like to transfer $10,500 from the external system maintenance account to wages in $8,000 and overtime in the amount of $2,500 to balance the actuals and budget. This will not cause an overall increase to this budget.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions about item number 21?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Nor do I.
I don't either. Is there any public comment regarding item number 21? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the transfers within the 2021-2022 Story County Sewer Budget in the amount of $10,500.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 22, this consideration, discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of resolution number 22-653 to augment the Story County Water Fund pursuant to NRS 354.598005 in the amount of $50,000. Comptroller McCain.
Jennifer McCain for the record. The water fund will need to be augmented using unanticipated revenues. Therefore, there is the need for the resolution. If approved, resolution 22-653 will allow us to increase the budget in both the revenues and the expenses in the amount of $50,000. These new revenues to be budgeted are actuals that have been received. Therefore, in this instance, we are increasing the revenue budget to be more in line with the actuals. We can then increase the expenses in the area of health insurance in the amount of $2,500 and capital projects in the amount of $47,500. By increasing both of these areas, we will not be changing the fund's net position.
Thank you, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions regarding item number 22 in the water fund?
No, sir, thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I do not.
All right. And neither do I. Is there any public comment regarding item number 22 in the water fund? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 22-653 to augment the Story County Water Fund pursuant to NRS 354.598005 in the amount of $50,000.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. It appears you are free.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to item number 23 is to adjourn to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 24 is discussion for possible action. For possible action, first reading of Bill 132, Ordinance 22-321, text amendments to the Story County Code, Title 17, Chapter 17.84, Signs and Billboards, Section 17.84.110, Exempt Signs, M, to allow up to 32 square feet for signs associated with the national, state, or local election process in all regulatory zones, including but not limited to the E, Estate, R, Residential Zones, during election season set by NRS. Mm-hmm. Kathy Canfield.
Good morning. So Kathy Canfield for the record. So at the May 17th, 2022 meeting, the board asked staff to look into the sizing that's been set for election signs, particularly in the R zone and the estate zones. And so we had a discussion with the Planning Commission on June 16th about the potential changes to the ordinance. We talked about at that meeting if it was equitable for the R zone and the state zones to have a smaller amount of size area than the rest of the county. And we also looked at what's really out there. And so staff had gone out and driven around on the major roadways and had found that we didn't see any signs that were larger than 32 square feet. And the board had mentioned 32 square feet at their meeting as something that they were seeing as a potential size limitation. So staff was in agreement with that. The other item that we brought up that it's when people are out there putting up signs, you don't always know what the zoning is and to know what that difference is. There's nothing on the property that marks anything without having to go back to maps. So the Planning Commission discussed that. They talked about the sign areas. They talked about how those changes aren't, the changes that would be proposed here wouldn't impact anybody that's in a property owners association, as there might be some areas of the county that still have more regulations than what this would be. So for example, we talked about Rainbow Bend or the Tri-Center. Highlands, you know, if they have some other regulations, those still wouldn't be impacted by what we were changing here. Everybody still needs to comply with their own property owners association regulations also. And then we did talk about the enforcement questions about how enforcement works and how staffing, as was brought up before, that, you know, our county has limited amount of staffing. And if this is something that's the county wants us, or the county residents really want us to enforce, it pulls us off of something else. And so then we're looking at, you know, how to prioritize this enforcement versus other projects and things people might be working on. So those were the topics and things that we talked about. At the end of that, the Planning Commission recommended unanimously to change this so that 32 square feet would be the applicable size for the political signs across the board throughout the county. And they, in particular, changed the language in section 17.84110, section M, and the items 5 and 6 had some edits so that it was stating that their recommendation was 32 square feet for the political signs. At that meeting, we didn't have anybody participating in public comment and staff. This was noticed in the paper along with on the agenda, and staff didn't have anybody contacting them, or didn't have anybody contacting our department either. So.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Kathy regarding item number 24?
I'm fine with the report as submitted. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Nor do I. You want to talk, Keith, before I go to public comment, or?
No, go ahead.
Is there any public comment regarding this item?
So this is an ordinance. It's amending a part of the code. And so this is the first reading of that ordinance. What has to be done is just reading the title.
Okay.
And the title to the ordinance is an ordinance amending provisions of the Story County Code Title 17 to amend the language of Chapter 17.84, signs and billboards, 17.84.110, exempt signs. So what will happen from here is that the county clerk will advertise a public hearing for the second to consider this ordinance, and then we'll have an agenda item that says submitted to the board for possible approval.
Okay. So that's it? No motion needed? Great. Thank you. All right.
Well, I motion to accept the first.
Gotcha.
Mr. Chairman, I do have one question.
Yeah.
Kathy, just to clarify, I think I know the answer to this, but this is dealing specifically with exempt signs identified as political signs around an election and does not have an effect on other aspects of the sign ordinance?
Correct. So this, the title or how this section reads, signs associated with the national, state, or local election processes shall be consistent with the following.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Not seeing any public comment and no questions from my fellow commissioners. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the first reading of Bill 132, Ordinance 22-321, text amendments to Story County Code, Title 17, Chapter 17.84, Signs and Billboards, Section 17.84.110, Exempt Signs, M, to allow up to 32 square feet for signs associated with the national, state, or local election processes in all regulatory zones, including but not limited to the E estate zone and R residential zones during election season set by NRS.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Keith. Moving on to item number 25, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the final canvass of the June 14th, 2022 primary election results in and for Story County, Nevada. Doreen Evan
for the record. First, I want to thank my staff and all the poll workers for running a smooth and honest election. I couldn't have done it without them. With that, the statement of vote was provided to you today and is on our website. Total registration voters at the time of the election was 3,877. Total turnout was 1,790 voters at 46. That turnout was 46.17%. I'm requesting the approval of the canvas of the 2022 primary election.
All right. Thank you, Dory. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions about item number 25 in the canvas?
No question. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. I just want to reiterate the thanks to all the folks who worked on this election to make sure it happened and was conducted properly and fairly.
Indeed. I do want to echo those sentiments. I know it's not an easy task, but, you know, we got through it and looking forward to the next one. Is there any public comment regarding item number 25 in the canvas? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the final canvas of the June 14th, 2022 primary election in and for Story County, Nevada.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, Dory. Moving on to item number 26, this discussion for possible action. This is the consideration of possible approval of business license second readings A through O. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding these business licenses?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Neither do I.
Is there any public comment regarding these business license readings, second readings? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses A through O under item 26 on the agenda.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Welcome to Story County. Item number 27 is the second and final time for public comment. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment. That brings us to item number 28, which is the adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 11:57 and this meeting is adjourned. See you in a couple weeks.